Well, we continue now with the Blagojevich saga here. Yesterday, Illinois Congressman Bobby Rush seemed to play something of a racial issue as he injected himself into the political firestorm surrounding the appointment of Roland Burris to be senator from Illinois by the embattled Illinois governor, Rod Blagojevich. And first of all, let's listen to what Congressman Rush said.
There are no African Americans in the Senate, and I don't think that anyone, any U.S. senator who's sitting in the Senate right now, want to go on record to deny one African-American for being seated in the U.S. Senate. And so I intend to take that argument to the Congressional Black Caucus.
Of course, Roland Burris, a former attorney general from Illinois, is an African-American and is the appointee from Rod Blagojevich. Joining us now is a member of the Congressional Black Caucus in the 111th Congress, Congresswoman Donna Christensen. She joins us from the U.S. Virgin Islands, which is the district she represents. Congresswoman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Congressman Rush seemed to put down a challenge to senators who have claimed they're not going to seat Roland Burris and that they have some sort of constitutional power to block this. Do you think casting it as a racial issue, as Congressman Rush apparently has, is going to work here?
Well, I think that many people would have wished, and I'm sure that I can't really speak for all the members of the caucus or as on behalf of the caucus, but would have liked to seen a African American replace an African American. But the Senate, although I think it's going to be very difficult for them to deny a seat to a person like a Roland Burris, who is, as far as I know, and I've known him for 20 or so years, is of impeccable character, to deny him the seat. But they're going on the basis of the impeachment proceedings that are going on. They very well may continue to hold the position that they have, not based on race, but based on their authority to do so and the cloud that's hanging over the governor's head.
Well, Congresswoman, the Senate is under no requirement to pay any attention at all to members of the House on this issue. And given that Barack Obama seems to oppose any appointee from Blagojevich, is it possible that members of the House, including Congressman Rush, have backed themselves into a corner?
I don't think we've backed ourselves in. I don't know that Congressman Rush has backed himself into a corner. The Congressional Black Caucus has, on many occasions, taken positions and pressed the Senate to honor our position on appointments to the judiciary or on a number of issues, and we've gone over to the Senate. We've gone and stood behind the floor of the Senate to continue to press the senators to vote one way or another on an appointment. So we've injected ourselves into Senate decision-making over the years. We have not always been successful. I don't know what the caucus will decide on this particular issue, but clearly the governor of Illinois, and rightly so up to this point, feels that he is the governor and it is within his authority to appoint a person to replace Senator Obama.
Well, it's certainly
chosen a good person, although, as you well know, the Congressional Black Caucus has several members who outstanding members who any of whom we would have hoped
he
would have chosen.
Well, that sort of raises the issue here. I mean, you know, the authority of the governor seems to be clear. The authority of the Senate seems more or less to be clear. But I'm wondering if by sort of proactively and preemptively really kind of endorsing Burris and he does become the nominee, aren't you having to accept someone who's now going to be tainted? Roland Burris is a great state politician in Illinois, but suddenly this connection to Blagojevich means that he's going to have a difficult time in the Senate no matter what. Wouldn't it be better to just start with someone else?
If he were not rejected by the Senate, if they did not deny his being seated, I think his service would speak for itself. His service in the past and his service on the Senate would speak for itself. And, unfortunately, it's coming under this cloud, but Roland Barthes himself is not tainted.
Well, the question is, can he get himself out of this cloud? Finally, wouldn't it be better to just start with someone new that everyone can agree on and let the impeachment proceedings proceed?
Well, given the present circumstances, it might have been better for the governor, for the impeachment proceedings to have proceeded. However, the governor of Illinois is still within his right to make that decision and to make that call as long as he's governor, and he made it. He chose an outstanding person, I don't think that person necessarily comes under his cloud. It's just under these unfortunate circumstances.
Well, and the Congressional Black Caucus is now in the center of it as well. Thank you very much for joining us, Congresswoman Donna Christensen. It represents the district in the U.S. Virgin Islands. She is the second vice chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, which has commented on the appointment of Roland Barthes by Rod Blagojevich to the Illinois Senate seat once held by Barack Obama. Now headlines from Femi Okeh.
Hello there. 21 minutes to the top of the hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.